Belarus retaliates over U.S. sanctions, but a ministry team returns home safely. Missionaries bring support to a Haitian church congregation. And on Eagle's Wings, Summer of the Games are quickly approaching. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Sanctions imposed on Belarus by the United States prompted a flurry of diplomatic jockeying between ambassadors. There were concerns that Americans could face trouble in the country. Global Aid Network's Charles Detter confirms they just had a team wrap up a project in the Chernobyl area.
The reports that we're getting from the team is that they're having open opportunities to minister in places in Belarus and that they've not received any hostility during their time there.
Belarus has a strict religion law and enforcement could bring trouble for missionaries. However,
our teams are there visiting as tourists and they are there as humanitarian aid providers, and so we have an open door.
There's another team slated for July. As relations sour, Detter says the situation could change at any time.
We don't know that that's going to close, but we hope that because we're bringing humanitarian help as well as the good news of Christ, that we will have opportunities to continue to do so in Belarus.
Next, there are credible reports that indicate that Sidney Mizell, a kidnapped aid worker, and Muhammad Hadi, her driver, are dead. Mizell, an aid worker with ties to the Southern Baptist International Mission Board, and Hadi were abducted on January 26 while working in Kandahar, Afghanistan. No suspects have been named in the case. The overwhelmingly Muslim country does not allow Christian missionaries, and several Christian aid workers have been murdered there in recent months. You're listening to Mission Network News. In post-communist Russia, young people are plagued with an influx of Western vices that are uncensored and readily available to those who have little or no moral guidance. Book of Hope's Irina Litvinova says,
the reality is that the young people are really now have different values.
Litvinova says because of the changes, they're taking a different approach to outreach this year.
We want to decrease a little the number of books distributed, but we do want to increase the quality and effectiveness of our distribution.
The Book of Hope is a gospel text harmonized, translated, and published into different languages and distributed with government permission in public and private schools. But revamping a ministry approach takes time and requires careful prayer and strategizing.
That's why we are going into this deep, research project, because we want to really measure how effective we are and what we can do to reach this new generation.
Elsewhere, last year at this time, AMG International team members reported a church in Grand Bassin, Haiti, had no seating for its congregation. Team members said that each week, over 1,000 worshipers stood for hours during prayer and worship services. The team came home, determined to raise funds to provide benches at the cost of $100 apiece to support the church outreach. As a result, 50 new benches are now helping the congregation as they're discipled in their faith. And a ministry to Native American youth is getting ready to carve a moment in history. Craig Smith is with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' sister ministry, On Eagle's Wings. He says as they form this year's evangelism teams, they're also preparing to be a part of an exciting event this summer.
In early August, the 2008 North American Indigenous Games, which is like an Indian Olympics, is going to be held in Western Canada.
The games were created to promote Indigenous cultures and support their youth through sport. It's also become a way to protect the culture. Smith says they're a part of that vision now, too.
They're estimating over 6,000 Indian athletes will be gathered together for these Indigenous games. And God has already given us some supernatural, divine matchups of some of the ministry leaders and games leaders that are wanting to help bring On Eagle's Wings in. It's going to be a great opportunity to share the gospel there.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year around the world. Mission Aviation Fellowship is offering a special edition Better Than Life CD, Today's Stories of Faith, to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. The CD features Scott Crepane, Charles Billingsley, and Shannon Wexelberg. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.